The tornado had winds that reached up to 120 miles per hour. It destroyed one house in Bloomington, along with several farm outbuildings. Luckily, the family was uninjured. That brings this year's tornado count to 4. According to Wisconsin Emergency Management, the average is 23. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Shea says the number of tornadoes is down nationally.
And that's because of the heat and drought kind of conditions, you know, just basically hot and quiet weather that we've experienced for a great chunk of the summer season here.
Wisconsin's tornado season is typically in the spring and summer. Shea says it's not that unusual for tornadoes to form in early fall. He says yesterday's storm was brought on by a change in the air mass.
It got very warm yesterday, and there was enough humidity around. It was just kind of the right conditions for storms to kind of grow explosively. And while most areas just received hail, wind, and heavy rains, enough conditions just came together for a brief instance in southwest part of the state there to produce what looks like a very short-lived and small tornado.
Some of the more notable late-year tornadoes include one that damaged much of downtown Ladysmith on Labor Day 2002, and in 2010, a tornado hit southern Wisconsin around Thanksgiving. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.